was called Knees by JJ Wild, and this next song is called Let Me Go by Zena Soul.
I will fall apart.
that last song was called Winding Me Up by Sass Jordan, and this next song is called Siren by Blinker the Star.
Nice.
That last song was called Doesn't Matter by Beanie, and this next song is called Two Souls by Ed Corrado.
She walks the streets outside her place. She reads her walls, welcome to the
That's why you get to me in the evening. Oh, after you come for me.
Last song was called Switch by Christina Alcordo, and that brings me to close to the end of my show. Last week during my show, I remembered that I gave you guys a little fun fact. I was talking a lot about BC Place because I did go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. I mentioned that earlier today as well. And that concert was actually held at BC Place, and something I didn't know about BC Place until last week was that it was constructed for the 89, for the Expo 89. And yeah, and I told you guys a couple other facts about other landmarks in Vancouver that were created for the Expo 89 as well, such as Science World. But yeah, so I thought maybe I'll continue this theme of giving you guys fun facts during my show. So one fun fact about Canada is that we are ranked amongst the top 20 happiest countries in the world for 2023. Yeah, I think that's maybe pretty accurate. I don't know. That's up to you guys to judge, I guess. We are ranked number 13th for reference, and the number one happiest country in the world out of 2023 is Finland. Yeah, and then the second one is Denmark, followed by Iceland, Israel, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Austria, and then Australia, and then Canada in number 13. Yeah, so I guess that's pretty interesting. If you're ever feeling down here in our, I guess, pretty rainy Vancouver recently, just remember you are amongst the top 20 happiest countries in the world. And it looks like I've still got a little bit more time, so I'll give you guys a bonus fun fact for today. Terry Fox studied at Simon Fraser University. He was studying kinesiology. Yeah, that's also something I didn't really know. I guess it makes sense because he does have a statue here at the Simon Fraser University Burnaby campus. I'm sure most of you students who are listening have walked past it. So there you go. There's a little fun fact for those of you who might not be students here at SFU, or for those of you who are students here at SFU and did not know that fact. I sure didn't until this year. But anyway, that brings me to the end of my show. The last song I'm going to be playing for you guys is called Higher by Mal Fontaine. And I hope you guys enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take it easy. And stay tuned for the next show. It's called Wham Bam East Van with our very own DJ Meddy. And that's all for me. See you guys, or I guess you guys can hear me again next week.